This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American politician, diplomat, and retired four-star general who served as the 65th Secretary of State from 2001 to 2005, Colin Powell, has died from COVID-19 complications. His family reported the passing on Facebook Monday. He was 84. General Powell, the first black U.S. Secretary of State, helped shape American foreign policy in the last years of the 20th century. The Olympic flame for next year's games in China is set to be lit to an empty stadium amid growing international opposition to Beijing hosting the games. Two American citizens were arrested in Athens, Greece for protesting the Beijing 2022 Olympics. Quote, "We are calling on a full boycott of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics due to China's genocide against the Uyghur people and the unprecedented levels of repression inside Tibet, Hong Kong, Southern Mongolia, and Democratic Taiwan." USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The supply chain of goods waiting to be unloaded at Southern California ports has many retailers concerned. Let's get an update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
As supply chain shortages continue across the country, there is concern over how the problem is being fixed. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg appears on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday to talk about what is driving these shortages and how the Biden administration is responding.
What I can tell you is that, we're doing everything we can for the short term and the long term. And there are some X factors out there on everything from pandemic-related closures of factories and ports in Asia to things that are going on through the chain on the U.S. side.
Buttigieg also using the excuse that the turnover rate of truck drivers is high and that the shortages are not only driven by supplies, but the demand for these items. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
One doctor with 4 degrees from Stanford University and now a professor at the California School has been censored, then uncensored by YouTube for his stance against vaccine mandates. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Fox News speaks out on the vaccine mandate by President Biden.
So the science is really simple. What we found from a whole host of research studies that have come out is that the vaccines are fantastic tools to protect you against severe disease, death, and hospitalizations from COVID, even 5, 6, 7 months after the vaccine, after you got the vaccine. On the other hand, after 5 or 6 months, the protection against getting infected drops. I was vaccinated in April, and then I got COVID in August. It wasn't a severe case. The vaccine is a great tool for self-protection, but not particularly effective after a few months for public protection. But if that's true, what's the purpose of a vaccine mandate? Is it to create a space where everyone's vaccinated so you're safe from COVID? Well, the vaccine doesn't do that. We don't actually have a technology to keep you safe from COVID. So the vaccine mandates makes so little sense in the context of the scientific evidence. Vaccines are great for protecting you against the severe disease. That's why I strongly recommend them to everybody. But to force them on people, actually, it doesn't make sense from a public health point of view. And it actually, I think, caused an enormous amount of harm and distrust in public health.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Live.
Hey, it's what we're committed to, but we can't do it without you. It's it comes down to we the people, those three important words of our U.S. Constitution to get this country back on track. 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, is with us now, Phil Hotzenpiller. Hey, Phil, how we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, doing fine. Thank you for asking. Hearts are heavy around the country as everybody got news that former Secretary of State Colin Powell had passed away at the age of 84 due to COVID complications.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming at all, right?
Yeah, right. No,
yeah,
I mean,
that's a challenge. Yeah. That's a challenge in our, you know, with this disease, is that it really does take the vulnerable. It takes those who are older sometimes, and it defies all odds. I mean, I know we have people in our church that are 90 that are healthy as a horse. You have other people that, you know, may not be quite as healthy, and they really didn't die but struggled through you know, having COVID. So our prayers are certainly with the family and with our nation. So I echo that with you as well.
Yeah, he was vaccinated, by the way. So, you know, people would ask and wonder, okay, was he vaccinated or not? No, he was vaccinated. And this is the thing. Some of this remains a mystery. Phil, some people, you know, people of faith, believe that God is protecting him. And I know I feel that way. That is my prayer, that, you know, God's hedge of protection would be about us in this time where this, you know, disease is running about. But, you know, by the same token, some people are wondering and saying, is God judging us through COVID?
Well, I think God is definitely testing us. The judgment thing, I mean, we can flip it either way. You know, mm-hmm. when the tower fell on the people in Siloam in the Bible, you know, they asked the disciples asked Jesus, are they greater sinners than us? And he said, no. He said, but unless you repent, you will likewise perish. And what he did, he shifted the question away from a thinking of the day that every bad thing that happens is a judgment of God. And I think we always have to moderate that. We certainly have national sins that would warrant a judgment. Is this that? Or is this, you know, let's say either the mistakes of humans, at worst, a designer virus to eliminate population.
Right. And we know that there is a prevailing thought, especially amongst the elite, Phil, that believe that this planet cannot sustain the population as it sits right now. And, you know, as nefarious as you go down that road as it could possibly be, all these things, you know, come into question. I mean, God knows the ills of man. And at times it's said that God would intercede in order to prevent mass destruction. You know, we're not anywhere close to mass destruction, but some of these things are quite evident. And first of all, you know, as I say, and I think you and I have discussed this before, whether or not God's judging us, I don't know. But I think what Jesus was saying is that, you know, is it going to hurt? You know, is it some bad thing for you to think that maybe God is judging you? Because maybe, you know, it just as you said, the sins of this nation, the sins of our generation are so evident that we deserve to be judged. And maybe we should act on that instinct as opposed to just saying, oh, well, you know, I'm still alive, so I'm OK, so I don't need to change my wicked ways.
Well, you know, you've got a lot of meat on those bones. So first of all,
sorry.
I think for population control, that's definitely been a part of a very deliberate strategy dating way back into the 50s and probably before. Ted Turner in 2010 called for a Chinese-style one-child policy. He also suggested, you know, selling fertility rights to incentivize poor people for not having children and profiting from for the wealthier people to have more children. I mean, you see it in a recent piece of legislation out of Pennsylvania where it suggested 3 children and then mandatory, you know, sterilization following the 3rd child. I mean, this has been going on forever and ever. Even you had Meghan and Harry, they get an award for only having 2 kids, which is a 0 population growth. And so that special award from a pro-population control charity, you know, you start and put all these pieces together and you see something going on. Planned Parenthood right. was a 0 population of a certain race. You know, so, and now what do you have? UK pushed this really hard after World War, even before World War II, and fertility rates are the lowest since 1938. So there you have it. You don't have to. And I just shot that from the top of my head. Imagine what you do with some research.
Exactly. Well, it, you know, all these things are evident if you have eyes to see, Phil. And, you know, and the thing is that we're becoming useful idiots to their cause because we're asleep at the wheel. We do not want to put any effort into our government. The fact that our Constitution opens up with we the people, it commands we the people to engage. This is our country. You know, we have the government that we have right now, good, bad, evil, anything in between that you want to consider, because that's what we voted in. And even if it was in some cases where it's illegitimate, I mean, look at where is the outrage by people? I mean, we had a minor outrage on January the 6th that they've turned it into, you know, riotous behavior, and we've got political prisoners still in jail without due process and all this. And Republicans and Democrats alike are sitting on the sidelines and allowing our constitutional rights to be violated here, Phil.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure that that the people we elected are doing what the people who elected them expected. And I think that's a challenge. When you see, you know, I'm going to say it, the rhinos who I can't tell the difference between a Democrat most of the time. So I'm thinking, I didn't vote for that, but
right.
you gave me that. And you got somehow weaponized with an agenda that I didn't understand when I voted for you. And those words never came out of your mouth. And so I think the challenge is that even electing somebody who has says the right thing doesn't seem to make too much difference anymore, because they seem to follow an agenda that is either, you know, hidden from us, or it,
right.
there's a power or a money emphasis behind it.
And what's the remedy? we have to wait 4 years, maybe 2 years, in order to gain some sort of remedy because our representatives who we elected, who we thought we could trust, and these are their representatives from the state, are saying nothing. But look at, if the voters don't take note and understand that this person is not representing us for the cause of freedom, then, you know, shame on us for casting a vote in their direction once again. We're talking with Phil Hotzenpiller, and our conversation will continue right after the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Vaccine mandates abound, and what do you do? I mean, here it is. We're facing a labor shortage. People are losing their jobs, walking away from their jobs, whether it's the military, nurses, doctors, go right on down the list. flight attendants because they do not want to take the jab. I mean, this is amazing. And the other thing to note, as Phil Hotzenpiller has been sharing with us as the president and founder of American Faith, 60% of TSA employees are refusing the COVID injection, according to an insider source. Phil, 60%. This is humongous.
Well, it is. And when you couple that with FedEx, you couple that with airlines, you want to talk about a crippled economy. Mm. And we see what's happening here, right here in California at Long Beach with, I think the count is somewhere around 90, you know, ships out there with an estimated $1 billion worth of inventory. You talk about a crippled economy. I mean, what you see now on the inflation you see and the challenges that to get certain things, this could literally flip this thing into total chaos. And
exactly.
I wonder if this is not the plan. If you look back to Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset and all the evil partners that he has in this, including Biden, because Build Back Better is a, quote, right out of the Great Reset. We have to kill capitalism. What's the best way to do it? Is to make it feel so bad that it's no good that then the government comes in with a rescue plan called socialism that leads to the elite, eliminates the middle class, and champions the worker as the slave. And that's really right. Where this thing is going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the writing's on the wall. It's not like this hasn't happened before, right? Maybe not here in America, but, you know, around the world this has happened. This is all part of man's history.
It is. And ultimately, it comes back to, you know, if you want to take history, you go back to Genesis 10. You got a guy named Nimrod who enslaved people and sought to build a one-world government. And that's early in the book for a reason. It's because it's the intent of man's heart without God is to control people, to rule the world, and to eliminate God. And that is exactly, if we fast forward Babylon, which is that nation that he started, the mystery Babylon, the spiritual Babylon, you find it finally ending in Revelation 18. So you see this thread running through history. The biblical account of man and his engagement and lack of engagement with God is right there, clear to see.
Yeah, and here we are right now, today's America, once a Christian, a proud Christian nation with our rich heritage. And the forces have taken over to say, you know, we have a new God for you. It's this God of technocracy that is taking over. And here it is. Our kids are being indoctrinated. They have these handheld devices that are with it. And my goodness, if you want to see a kid go through a meltdown, dare take away that device away from them.
Yeah. And, you know, if you think about it, I mean, the propaganda that comes through our phones that we kind of go, yeah, that's, I don't buy that. That's, you know, if you're not trained and you don't understand what's happening, it looks like it must be true.
Exactly.
You know, and coming out of the Nazi regime was, you know, nobody believed, Hitler said nobody believes a small lie. Everybody believes a big lie. And we've got, you know, headline after headline of big lies that somebody can buy into.
Well, so Phil, what do we do here? I mean,
well,
you know,
I think what we do, most people don't want to do. We inconvenience ourselves to take action. And the first way to do that is start on a local level and get involved on every level you can and be a loud voice in all of those scenarios, whether you get elected or whether you just show up for those meetings. It can make a huge difference. You know, we're starting to see a few of the, you know, the elected on a local level, that is in L.A. officials, we're starting to see them fall, and the little house of cards that they built with corruption is being revealed. And and I think that this is going to continue, but it's not going to continue until we the people stop sitting back silent, as we have, and think our vote makes us a good citizen. It doesn't make you a good citizen. It's just the first step in being a citizen. If you don't engage, don't get involved, then don't complain. That's my theory right now.
Yeah, and then are you one of those, as Rush Limbaugh called, those low-information voters, or do you take your citizenship sincere enough and serious enough that you're willing to put in the work to vet the people that you're voting for? Or are you just, you know, crossing, you know, putting an X in a box and moving on?
Yeah, and just think about it. Here's two things. How about Social Security increase, that 5.9% raise
right
now is going to make sure that we run out of money 1 year earlier. We're going to run out by 2033. Now it's 32. How about expansion of IRS overreach, monitoring all $600 and up, deposits in your account? I mean, does that not bother you? Does that not make you angry to think that there's such irresponsibility on a governmental level that is going to actually be destructive to your future? Because it will.
Yeah. And Phil, the way they lay this out, I mean, how arrogantly. I mean, they just throw it out there. And like there's no pushback or anything like that. You're going to be regarded as a domestic terrorist because you're not going along with the elite and what they're what they're compelling all of us to do. And it's all they've been using COVID as the door opener to liberate us from our freedoms.
Well, yeah, and it's so insane. I mean, it's like we just gave the residents of the asylum the keys to the house and said, run it the way you want. I mean, here's a couple of headlines from AmericanFaith.com right now. Chicago Art Museum fires unpaid volunteers for being white. Okay? You're not even paid, but we think there's a problem. You know, they've already said you're going to expect shortages at Christmas. You know why? Because they're engineering a shortage at Christmas. You know? Inflation, 5.4% in September, highest in 13 years. That's just, I mean, you don't have to go far to get info. Now, what are you going to do with it? I think you open up your mouth, you write letters, you call and leave messages. Believe me, we've seen some things change just as we mobilize people, call on this bill, and let it be known that you don't support this. And we probably rallied, I don't know, maybe 5,000 calls in an hour. And guess what? They all decided. And they weren't Republicans. They were Democrats, we called as well. We called every single person. And guess what? It flipped. It changed. They changed their mind. They delayed it. And we have to do that. You know, we're getting ready to, a bunch of us pastors are going down to the border here outside of San Diego to protest what's happening. And what do I want to do it? No, it's inconvenient. I got to drive to San Diego. I got to get down there. I got to go through everything, the traffic, the problems, everything else. But guess what? Who's going to do it?
Exactly.
You know, who's going to do it? And that's the question. If you're an American, then act like one.
Yeah, we've got to protect our constitutional rights. I mean, again, this is what we the people represents. It's a commandment, in a sense, Phil, that this is, you know, this is what's been given to us as, as Benjamin Franklin told that woman, you know, outside of the meeting, you know, well, what kind of government have you given us? And said, well, a republic, if you can keep it. And therein is the challenge. I mean, there have been nefarious forces coming after this republic from day one. It's never been one that 100% of the people were all in for. I mean, you know, what's with this Judeo-Christian, you know, government that you guys put into force and that, you know, there's not going to be, a king or a czar or a despot running the show here, that it's going to be the people. How dare you do that? But yet, here it is, after 250 years near of our history, what kind of excellence, what kind of creativity, what kind of, person has come out of this rich environment of freedom, Phil?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree, and I think that it's a good nudge, and hopefully that we can be nudged enough and before it's too late. And it could be the road of too late is looking pretty close.
And it's amazing to think that 90% plus of the people are are common sense people, and it's a small percentage of people. The tail is shaking the dog here. Phil Hotzenfeller has been with us. Thank you, Phil.
We are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
American politician, diplomat, and retired four-star general who served as the 65th Secretary of State from 2001 to 2005, Colin Powell has died from COVID-19 complications. His family reported the passing on Facebook Monday. He was 84. General Powell, the first black U.S. Secretary of State, helped shape American foreign policy in the last years of the 20th century. The Olympic flame for next year's games in China is set to be lit to an empty stadium amid growing international opposition to Beijing hosting the games. Two American citizens were arrested in Athens, Greece for protesting the Beijing 2022 Olympics. Quote, "We are calling on a full boycott of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics due to China's genocide against the Uyghur people and the unprecedented levels of repression inside Tibet, Hong Kong, Southern Mongolia, and Democratic Taiwan." USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, October, this month, is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, which serves as a timely reminder that criminals are working overtime on scams to steal your identity, data, and money. And they keep getting smarter and smarter with their tactics as well. And joining us today to tell us more about it is Hari Ravichandran. He's a cybersecurity expert and the founder and CEO of Aura. It's a digital security company working to make the internet safer for everyone. He's Forbes magazine man of the year, or what it was actually named. Ravi was named one of the most powerful CEOs of 40 and under in the 2014 and in year 2015. An engineer by trade, Hari has named more than 40 approved or pending technology patents. Hari, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so why is Cybersecurity Awareness Month so important?
This is a great and opportune time and question for this. We did a recent study at Aura, and we found that 6 in 10 people have been victims of cybercrime. Americans lose more money to digital crime than to home burglary. That's a new trend. In 2020, we lost more money to digital crime than people entering your home. And if you think about that, we spend billions of dollars each year on home security systems. We don't even take the most basic precautions to protect ourselves online. So in honor of Cybersecurity Awareness Month this October, we at Aura want to educate consumers about the different risks that they face online. And one thing we've learned is that you have to take a very proactive approach to keeping yourself and your family safe, especially with the upcoming holiday season, lots of shopping online, travel season, which is going to be very, very critical.
Well, you know, as a rule, people are generally trusting, and it is these scammers that take advantage of our personalities and our trust that we have in, you know, our fellow man. But, you know, we have to raise our guard because these scams that we're hearing about on TV and radio, they are real, and they keep upping their game, don't they, Hari?
They really do. I mean, if you look at a lot of the scams that are more recent, things like phishing scams, employment scams, online dating scams, these are all up quite a bit. Ransomware, you hear about that a lot, where you just end up infecting your computer with simply just clicking a link, and now somebody else takes over your computer and they say, "Oh, you got to pay me to actually get access back to your computer." And you know, some of the tips that we think could be very helpful for consumers is: make sure you don't give out your personal information to anyone unless you contact them first. You want to exercise a lot of caution, especially with inbound emails. Never click on a link from an unknown sender, either via text or via email. Another critical one is not using the same password across, you know, 7, 8, 10 different services. We find that 70%+ of people use the same password across multiple services, and if one of these services get exploited, now that password is out there for people to try across a bunch of other services. That can end up causing a lot of harm to families.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the top scams that you've been hearing about?
We see a whole list of them out there. You know, we see even payroll related scams. We see malware. We see ransomware, identity theft, dark web data, where people put your information out on the dark web and somebody creates a synthetic identity with that information. Again, viruses have been around for a long time on your computer to be able to exploit financial data. And they just keep on getting, as you said, more and more sophisticated, Bill. It's definitely not slowing down.
Yeah, once they figure out something, if something's working, then the word spreads.
Exactly.
And, of course, they keep working that scam until that goes by the wayside. And then by then, they've already got another two or three that they're working on.
A lot of these criminals are well mobilized, right? I mean, they have,
yes,
they have a lot of resources now, so it's definitely scary.
Yeah, it is amazing. The other thing that I found that was helpful for me, Hari, is that I check the URLs because I'm often getting notices from, you know, whether it's PayPal or some other institution. And oftentimes when I check the URL, it's not consistent. So that's telling right off the bat.
100%. That's a great, great tip. So I think, if it's something that's unknown, it's not something that you've seen before, even if the email looks like it came from a trusted source, you should always hover over the link and see where it's taking you to.
Exactly. How can consumers protect themselves?
So, you know, from a consumer perspective, you have to make sure that you're always vigilant. You have to kind of make sure that you're staying on top of these things. You know, a couple of these trends that we've been seeing: every 7 seconds now, someone's a victim of an identity theft or a fraud. $3.3 billion lost last year at identity theft. That's an 83% increase year on year. What we're doing here at Aura, we're on a mission to make the internet safer for everyone. Again, that involves taking a much more proactive approach. So what we've done is, with one subscription, we provide an all-in-one digital security solution and send alerts when we see any potential threats to you and to your family. Make sure that you and your family are kept safe online. But we look at that across a lot of different vectors, not just across viruses or dark web scams, et cetera, but it's across transaction monitoring and a lot of these different areas from which data gets stolen or used against consumers.
Hari, does this work on all platforms, Apple and DOS formats as well? I'm using old school terms.
It does indeed, DOS, you know. Windows, Android, iOS, Mac OS, yes, we support all platforms.
Okay. What are some other cybersecurity features we should consider?
Look, I mean, when you're thinking about a cybersecurity software solution, you want to make sure that you're looking at breadth of features. You know, is it kind of covering multiple of these elements, or is it just like a point solution that's just looking for viruses or just looking for identity scams? Pricing, again, for families is critical. That's one of the big things. If we want to create a safer internet, we got to make sure that our solution is affordable for families. So if you go buy 6 or 7 point solutions, it might end up costing you $80, $100 a month, which is too expensive. And so we try to bring it all down to around $15 a month for consumers. It's got to be simple because it's not worth that people enjoy doing, right? I mean, so it's got to be easy to use. And you got to make sure that customer service is great. If there is any issues, you've got a good team that's helping you kind of remedy these issues as they come up.
Well, we're talking with Hari Ravichandran, a cybersecurity expert, the founder and CEO of Aura, a digital security company working to make the internet safer for everyone. Hari, how did you get into this business?
You know, it's something like this happened to me personally, and that was sort of the big trigger here. In 2014, my identity got stolen, and I, you know, honestly thought at that time that it should be very simple, easy to go find something that took care of the stuff. When it does happen to you, it ends up becoming hugely painful. It's overwhelming. You're stressed out. You don't know if it's affecting the rest of your family. You don't understand how this thing happened. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, I thought, gosh, we need to be able to use technology to make this thing a lot easier for consumers and families. And that's really the evolution of how Aura started.
How long did it take you to recover your identity?
It took me, I would say, active amounts of like 2 to 3 weeks worth of work. And then there were like latent effects of it for months and months and months after. So it is a real pain to be able to go back and get things back normal. And it turns out that the burden is on you to get that to get that work done.
Yeah, and that's important for people to understand, is that nobody else is going to take responsibility, is that you have to, and I guess that's kind of the word for the day here, as you and I are talking. It's about vigilance, isn't it?
It really is. Being proactive, being vigilant, and, you know, you have to be in control of your own security and privacy, and if you're not doing it, assuming somebody else is taking care of it might end up being not quite correct when a negative incident happens.
Well, Hari Ravichandran, I cannot thank you enough for coming on and giving us clear warning and some great counsel here. Where can the people go for more information?
Thank you for having me again. So in honor of Cybersecurity Awareness Month, we at Aura, we're giving away a free 30-day trial of our product. You can go to aura.com/trial. That's aura.com/trial, T-R-I-A-L. Feel free to use the product, try it out, and hopefully that keeps you and your family safe through the season.
Gave you the last word, Hari. Great job. Thank you. Take care.
Last year, there was very little flu during the COVID pandemic. This year's flu and COVID are both projected to be widespread, and fever is a leading sign of both. Accuracy matters when it comes to taking your temperature. So use the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 published clinical studies. COVID vaccines alone may not fully protect you from the coronavirus. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, Adam Holtz is with us from PluggedIn.com, focused on the family's cultural contribution. And, you know, again, we cannot thank Focus enough and Adam and the team for keeping us abreast of what's going on in the culture, whether it has to do with movies, books, streaming, DVDs. It's all right there at PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, doing terrific. Keeping an eye on everything, all the breaking news. Of course, the big news this morning was that Colin Powell passed at the age of 84.
Oh,
and
wow.
For those of you who are wondering, he was vaccinated. He died of COVID complications is what the report is.
Wow. Honestly, even though I'm kind of a news hawk, that must have happened after I did my first morning check this morning. So I hadn't heard that, and that is indeed a huge loss to our country.
Yeah, without a doubt. And again, I'm sure the administration, with all the vaccine hesitancy that is going on, I think they need to call time out and kind of rethink their strategy instead of being so draconian and tyrannical in their approach in all this, because what it's amounting to is that we're losing good people on the front lines, doctors, nurses, first responders. I think, what was it, TSA, Pastor Phil was saying this morning, 60% of TSA members do not have a vaccination. So they're subject to being furloughed or whatever they come up with. Of course, these are union jobs, so you know they'll be protected in some form or fashion or given some kind of exemption. But, you know, that's the other thing, too, is exemptions have been abounding in everything that's with the Democratic Party. But that's typical. They always find a way, whether it has to do with health care or anything else, is they're going to carve out, you know, exemptions for, you know, their pet projects and their pet people.
So I'm going to share something personal, and I don't share this as a do this or don't do this. And actually, there's no recommendation here to people individually on the vaccine issue. But my wife has had COVID this week. It's been a super mild case. She's been quarantined for 14 days. She and I are both vaccinated. I didn't get it. Nobody else in my family got it. But here's what I want to say, because I rarely have ideas that make me want to pick up the phone and call my congressman. But I had one this week, and I want to share it with you, and you can respond to it. At least where we're at, the rapid tests that you can get at, you know, a drugstore are readily available. And so we just bought a couple every day. And, you know, I get up in the morning, I brush my teeth, get ready, take my COVID test. I took a rapid test 8 days in a row, Bill. And I'm telling you what, psychologically, it was a game changer to know I can just get up and take a test. And I can know, you know, reasonably speaking, obviously none of these tests are 100% accurate, but I can have the peace of mind of being able to tell my team, because I was still coming into work, hey, I took a test this morning. It's all good. Now, you wouldn't have to take one every day. And as I think about our government spending trillions and trillions of dollars potentially on who knows what in that 2,500-page bill that they've got parked out in the ocean ready to go, I thought, well, what if instead of mandating vaccinations, we, through the weight of the federal government and its, you know, treasury behind making sure everybody had access to tests every day if they wanted them. You know, it's $23 for a pack of two, and that was at a drugstore. I think at Walmart they were even cheaper. And I thought, man, there's a way to actually have the security of knowing whether people are okay or not. And on the flip side, I think there's a false security with the vaccine of thinking, well, now I'm safe. Now I don't have to take precautions. Now I'm, you know, I can do whatever I want. And I'm here to tell you, my wife was vaccinated, and she got sick. Now, she didn't get really sick, but there you go. You know, I think that there's this idea that if we're vaccinated, we're all good to go, and if you're not, you're somehow worse off. But my understanding is even if you're vaccinated and you catch it, your viral load is about the same. So anyway, that's my policy recommendation is, man, let's put the might of the American economy behind getting tests to everybody, and then we don't have to force people to do stuff they don't want to do to their bodies, Bill.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, the thing is, what's greatly ignored here are the naturally immune people. We don't even know how many people gotten COVID. And, of course, according to the 80,000 people study out of Israel, they determined that if you had COVID, your antibodies are much better, anywhere from 16 to 13% better than a synthetic vaccination.
Yep.
So, and that only makes sense. And, you know, and you and I are similar in as much as that when I got COVID, I was on top of it. I, you know, went to my doctor and I did the rapid test to double check. And he had said that chances are because of when the infection had occurred that I was beyond it. But my PCR test, which I had to take in order to go to Hawaii, came up still positive because it still reads, you know, the remnants. And it could be 2-3 months down the road before that's clarified. But he said, look, at the rapid test will tell you if you have it, you're still active. If it says negative, you're negative, so you're okay.
Right.
So that's what happened. I came up and, you know, like you, I saw, okay, it's negative. That does give you peace of mind, and it also gives you peace of mind to know that you did have it. But then how about all the other people who are being scared and coerced into, as my doctor said, do not take any medication you don't need.
Right.
You know, if you're already protected by natural immunity, don't complicate things.
Yeah.
You know, and for right now, I mean, that's been his recommendation, and we've been on top of it. In fact, I just did another test here recently because I got the virus back in March, and he said my immunity and the antibodies are still very, very strong and not to worry about it right now.
Well, mostly I just want to, you know, toss my suggestion in. Probably there aren't any legislators listening, but it's like there are ways that you can actually use the authority and the resources of the government to solve this problem that don't require people violating their conscience and their convictions. Yeah. Because it's
what happened?
To take a test.
Exactly. And what happened with common sense and for people to be control, you know, have control of their own health care.
Well, yeah,
between
exactly.
them and their between them and their doctor, not something that's mandated by the government. That clearly, I mean, look at if the government was batting 100% on all this stuff and they were on top of it and everything they said was right and boy, we're moving the needle and you know that 15 day of you know to bend the curve and all this stuff and all these things were working, you'd have some faith and trust that they know what they're talking about.
Right.
But it seems like just the opposite is the case, and then you find out later on. I mean, we talked with Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch, and we discover that based on some emails, the NIAID had, you know, for 11 years had been supporting this gain of function research,
yep.
which is nothing short of biological warfare. So here it is. They had 11 year awareness of this bat coronavirus. And when this came and broke loose in America, you know, I asked Chris, I go, what kind of advice do you think that they gave to President Trump? Because what was being put out in the community, or at least out at large from the mainstream media, was this was some big surprise. Nobody knew anything about it. And then we realized after the fact that, you know, Fauci knew about this stuff. The NIAID that had been supporting it for 11 years knew about this stuff. And they were all quiet about it. I mean, and what, you know, are they not responsible for the, you know, thousands of people that have died and participated in this, that... And that they were not very responsible in giving counsel to the president of the United States that he could act on our behalf. I mean, this is so bogus on so many levels. And and I don't know if we'll ever get down to the bottom of this. But, you know, meanwhile, they just continue on. And now, you know, they're taking full advantage of people's fear and trying to do everything they can to cause us to surrender our freedoms for the, you know, for this alleged security that they're offering, and they're the ones that created the mess to begin with.
Yeah. Well, again, I think testing is the best way forward, personally. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm not here as a public policy advocate. I'm here as a movie reviewer. So
right.
I'm sure that the Muppets have probably all been vaccinated because they were on a Disney Plus this weekend, and you can. I'll
yes.
segue here. You can check out our full review of Muppet's Haunted Mansion on our website. Plugged in.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and you got to know that probably in order to get over some of this vaccine hesitancy, that the Muppets will have to surrender their arms and take the jab as well.
Probably so. Probably so.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that's right.
Exactly. All right. And so you've also, you know, reviewed, is it Camp Manna?
Yeah, Camp Manna is an odd sort of duck little Christian movie that is available on DVD and streaming that made by a couple guys that are Christians but wanted to just sort of do a light satirical homage to Christian summer camp in the 80s. And it's a different kettle of fish as Christian movies go. Definitely some really positive spiritual content there. But it's clear that these guys were mostly just trying to do a little light send-up of the camp experience. And if you've ever been to camp, I'm sure there's plenty here that you'll find yourself laughing at.
One final one. I got a little bit surprised on this one because Courageous originally, when I spoke with the Kendrick brothers, wasn't supposed to be released until October, and everything got moved around and everything like that. And surprisingly, it came and it went because it was released a month earlier than even what they had said to me.
Yeah, no, they originally... It bounced back and forth, and it released in mid-September. So, yeah, it was out September 24th.
So we're going to have to wait to see if we can get it on demand somewhere down the line because it was in the movies and out of the movies and the whole deal. But what did you think about the addition that they did? We got about 15 seconds left.
I think it's a great story and just makes it that much better, Bill. I mean,
really? Wow. Okay.
It's worth seeing if you like the first one, definitely.
Yeah, without a doubt. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. With Focus on the Family. Adam, thank you, buddy. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.